FM.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria 28, Mbombela and Polokwane 24 degrees. Load shedding remains suspended. Eskom says the unplanned capacity loss factor continues to be on a downward trend at 25.4%. Last year this time, it was at 34.6%. Here's Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena.
Unplanned outages of the generation units averaged 9,936 megawatts during the past 7 days, compared to 16,116 megawatts in the corresponding week last year. Ongoing planned maintenance is at 5,702 megawatts, aligning with our summer maintenance strategy.
Former President Kgalema Motlanthe has emphasized a deliberate and tactical approach to tackle corruption. Speaking during the University of Johannesburg's anti-corruption summit, he highlighted the importance of ethical governance, strong leadership and the rule of law. Motlanthe warned that corruption erodes public trust, undermines economic growth and weakens legal systems. He called for collective action to strengthen institutions and ensure justice for all. The Hawks have raided Polokwane Municipality in Limpopo, seizing evidence related to Justice Minister Tembe Simelane's 575,000 rand loan from a VBS-linked fixer for a Sandton coffee shop when she was the mayor. The search targeted Simelane's former personal assistant, seeking documents and communications connected to 349 million rand the municipality invested in VBS. The loan and investment are under investigation for potential corruption and money laundering. Simelane briefed Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Justice yesterday.
That report didn't spare me as the executive mayor. Considering that Polokwane Municipality did not incur any losses, and I as a mayor was proactive enough to order the withdrawal of investment, and the money of council was paid back with its interest into the municipal account.
Now for some good news, the African Brain Art Festival set to take place at the Soweto Theatre this weekend will celebrate and explore the intersection of creativity and brain health. The two-day event aims to inspire positive change and advance holistic approaches by enhancing brain health and well-being within African communities and beyond. And finally, South Africans Simone Krieger surges to gold for Team South Africa in the women's discus throw F38 final. Krieger took gold at the Para World Athletic Championship in Japan in May. She won Team SA's fifth medal and second gold at the Paris Games. I'm Chanel Sotemene Tvedi with Nes. Die Eskom se beerkrag bly opgeskort.
More music you love.
The beat goes on and I close my eyes.
With Alex J. Jacaranda FM.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days and I miss you. Yeah. Nothing really goes to plan. You stub your toe or break your can. I'll do everything I can to help you. Change, but I'd follow you to any place.